The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 12. Then he spoke a parable to them, saying, "The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, 'What shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops?' So he said, 'I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater ones, and there I will store all my crops and all my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.' These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen." Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. How many times have you lied today? Maybe you're insulted by my question. But I know myself, and I know that I am a sinner, and I know that you are sinners as well. And I know that in my heart I have lied today, and I know that you have lied today, because Scripture tells us that all people are liars. Your lie may not have been spoken. Maybe you just lied to yourself. You probably lied to God about something. After all, we just sang, "Lord, thee I love with all my heart." And as Christians, redeemed through the blood of Christ, washed clean in the waters of baptism, we can say that and truly mean it. But the truth and reality is that we are also still sinners at the same time, and our whole heart does not love God. The first commandment says, "You shall have no other gods," not put anything above God at all. The explanation says we should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. But we break that commandment every day, every hour, just like the man in our text. He lied to himself. He lied to his soul. He thought he could lie to God. Listen to his words again. "Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry." The farmers in our country will not have this rich man's problem this year. But most of us won't even notice. The drought this year will mean a smaller harvest, and that should remind us to rely on God and not on ourselves. Everything we have comes ultimately from God. Sometimes we are so far removed from it, but our food and our clothing come from farmers and factory workers who depend on the land and the weather, which are all under God's control. This rich man lied to himself and thought that he was in control. He had deceived himself, and God reminds him. But when God blesses us with abundance, when he has us want to build bigger barns, it's not wrong for us to do so. It's not wrong for us to use the things God gives us for good purposes. It wasn't necessarily wrong for that man to be happy with his wealth and to build bigger barns, but it was wrong for him to be greedy. It was wrong for him to rely on his earthly goods and not to prepare for eternity. God says to him, "Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." Now, Jesus isn't trying to teach us here about farming and about financial planning. Jesus wants us to be wise in our earthly things, that's true. But he wants us to have our priorities straight. We aren't living just for this world, as it seems this rich man was. And Bethany Lutheran College is one place that exists to help us remember and keep all those things in perspective. We talk about our education here as not just helping us to get a good job or getting a college degree so that we can make a lot of money. It is to become good Christian citizens of earth and of heaven. That's what makes it an education that lasts beyond a lifetime. Use everything that God gives you for His glory. Everything. God gave you everything you have, your food and clothing, your money, your knowledge, your skills, your life. Use them to show your thanks to Him. You don't have to cloister yourself away in order to do that. You'll actually do more good and show more praise and glory to God by helping your neighbor, helping your friend study for that upcoming test, comforting your friend in a difficult time, encouraging one another day by day as you have opportunity, and working together to learn more about God and the world that He has given to us. You show love for God and for your neighbor when you sing praises together to our Savior, when you learn more from the gospel of salvation, when you use the gifts that God has given you in arts, in athletics, in academics, and any other worthy pursuit. We do these things to show our thanks and gratitude to God, who gives us everything. Lay up treasures in heaven, not by good works, but by hearing the holy gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, the one thing needful. Ultimately, nothing else matters. Nothing else continues. The treasures we have in heaven are the assurances that God loves us and forgives us. Those are treasures that last for eternity, beyond our lifetime. All our earthly treasures are perishable, will fade away, and someone can rob them. In another place, Jesus says, "Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal." Our treasures in heaven are kept safe for us, waiting for us when God calls us home. And just like our earthly treasures, our heavenly treasures come from God Himself. Jesus says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also." And St. John writes, "These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name." God sometimes has to wake us up to reality. He sometimes has to call us liars and fools so that we keep looking to Him for forgiveness, for salvation, for eternal life. Then one day He will invite us to enjoy those treasures stored in heaven when He says, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Lay up for yourselves treasures of God's grace in heaven, and you will be content also in this life. You will be rich toward God, and you will enjoy eternal life through our Savior Jesus Christ. And then, on that great day, we can all sing together without lying, "Lord, Thee I love with all my heart." Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. We have two prayers this morning. Our first prayer is requested on behalf of Carol Weber, mother of students Paul and Sarah Weber. Carol is undergoing treatment for cancer. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, in your hands are the issues of life and death. We know that you care for us in all our needs, and we ask for your mercy and kindness on our sister Carol. Be with her and her family, strengthening them in faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. According to your gracious goodwill, grant healing in the days to come, and restore her to health to continue to serve you in church and home. Guide those who give her medical care, that she may have a quick recovery. Relieve her pain and her worries, and in your kindness, show yourself again to be our good shepherd and the great physician of our souls. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. And then please turn to page 170 in the front part of the hymn book. Let us rise and pray together the prayer for Thursday morning. Bless me now, O love of the Father, in the blood of Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise and thanks be to you, O Triune God, for your constant protection, counsel, and comfort. Another night is passed under your fatherly care. In the darkness you did not forsake me with the light of your grace. Grant me grace that with all my power I surrender myself to you, for you have given me so many proofs of your faithfulness. I commend myself rightfully into your power, together with everything over which you have placed me as a steward in this world. You yourself be the beginning and the end of all that I undertake, that it all redound to your honor and to the service of my neighbor in your love. Defend me this day also from the power of all evil spirits and all evil men, that they may not prevail against me. And may I, as the willing servant of your grace, faithfully labor in your vineyard. Let no carnal security, no hypocrisy gain control over me. Grant me a cheerful heart in holy accord with your will. And may the sun of your grace never set for me, but eternally shine over me, in Christ Jesus my Lord. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.